Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Happy Wednesday to you. So I think it's supposed to get up to about 40 today, so I guess we'll lose a little bit of the snow. I'm digging the snow. I don't dig the snow on the roads. No one does. But, yeah.
I'm enjoying it, or trying to anyway.
Yeah, kind of festive.
Phone says it's 38 out there right now, so maybe that's...
good.
Yeah, maybe
good.
How dare you look at that phone when Dave Murray is just 25 minutes away?
Yeah, he could be listening.
He's not going to be happy.
Want to do DJ's Happy Hour?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
None of you sound like you want to do DJ's Happy Hour.
Okay, I have something. Did you guys see that the White House used a Sabrina Carpenter song?
I did.
In one of their ICE videos?
I did.
And she tweeted at them, X'd at them, whatever you want to call it, and was like, this is gross. Don't use my music. Stop. And then the White House responded with another video with another one of her songs, like, we can do whatever we want. And I'm just thinking to myself, politics aside, take away how I actually feel about what's going on in Washington. They've got to have something better to do than argue on X with Sabrina Carpenter all afternoon. Why is it that we see things like this playing out and we pick a side and we root for one? It shouldn't be happening. They're supposed to be running a government. There's a million things on fire right now that need to be managed, and we're all just fine with them tweeting at a pop star.
Yeah.
It's so dumb. It's so beyond stupid. And I have no energy left for this stuff anymore.
Yeah, the official White House social media account should not be an edgelord account.
No.
A bunch of losers. I mean, you know who is it? Who are the edgelords? They're the dorks. They're trying to be mean and nasty, and you're just telling on yourself, man. Like, real tough people just don't do it because they don't feel like they have to advertise it.
This has actually been an ongoing thing with the White House account. They keep advertising ICE using various, which I don't know why you're advertising ICE, but advertising ICE using various pop culture things. They used the Pokemon theme song, which of course includes "Gotta Catch 'Em All," get it? Haha! Oh, so funny. Stupid and cruel. And then Nintendo was very quick to be litigious about it and was like, "Get rid of this now, or you're in trouble." And of course, they got rid of it immediately because That's what the stupid and cruel do. When you stand up to them, they back down very quickly.
Yeah. Since we're talking about the White House, Rach, can you play the Somalia cut?
Yeah, give me 1 second. The bottom one.
I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you, okay? Somebody would say, oh, that's not politically correct. I don't care. I don't want them in our country. Their country is no good for a reason. Their country stinks, and we don't want them in our country. I could say that about other countries, too. I can say it about other countries, too. We don't want them to help. We have to rebuild our country. You know, our country's at a tipping point. We could go bad. We're at a tipping point. I don't know if people mind me saying that, but I'm saying it. We could go one way or the other, and we're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country. Ilhan Omar is garbage. She's garbage. Her friends are garbage. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go, come on, let's make this place great. These are people that do nothing but complain. They complain. And from where they came from, they got nothing. You know, they came from paradise and they said, this isn't paradise. But when they come from hell and they complain and do nothing but bitch, we don't want them in our country. Let them go back to where they came from and fix it.
Oh, he's doing the go back to where you came from thing again.
Well, it's just, when I heard that, I listened to it a couple of times, and it struck me in a couple of ways. I think when you hear that, it's like, it's a Rorschach test. If you're like me, you go, yeah, we don't really talk about groups of people monolithically like that anymore. Are there some bad Somali people? I'm positive there are. There are bad Irish people. There are bad black people, white people, Asian people, gay, straight, Catholic, Protestant, atheist, agnostic. But to just say a whole country is garbage and anyone from the country is garbage for a reason, wink, wink. Like, this is the president of the United States saying this. And the Rorschach is, if you're like me, you go, that's wrong. But I think that it probably hits a lot of people like, right on. You know, when he says, like, I know it's not politically correct, but damn it, I'm going to do it, and we're at a tipping point. I really think that's what motivates a lot of his supporters.
Well, and what people don't have is any grasp of perspective of history. Those are the exact same sentiments and types of words that were said about the Irish. Exactly,
and the Italians.
Word for word about the Irish when they were coming over. And we don't have the common sense. You don't have a leader who has any perspective on anything. He wouldn't know poverty if it sat on his fat ass. All he's known is rich and power since he was a little kid. All he's known is having that silver spoon jammed in his stupid mouth. The guy was born on third base and thinks he hits a triple. And he has the balls to challenge other people who were born in an unfortunate circumstance. Get out of here with that. You're not some self-made hero. You're born to a rich family with rich money given to you, and you think you did it. That's the problem in all of this, is people who don't understand, and not just him, a lot of people don't understand. Working class people should get it. You know, I come from people that work really hard just to get along, and I know what they struggled through. I watched my dad do it, and I have it easier than my dad did because of what my dad did. And he had it easier than his dad did because of what his dad did. And I know, I mean, we're Irish heritage. I don't really care. I didn't grow up in any of that time. That doesn't hit me. But the fact that the leader of the country and the people who want to just, like, listen to that and go, yeah, people said that about your ancestors, too. Were they right? Were they right? Because those people coming over here from Ireland were poor. They had nothing. There was a famine going on in Ireland. They were in the same dire circumstances. So you're telling on yourself. If you're telling me there's a difference other than what the people look like.
Yeah. Well said.
There's nothing that bothers me more than people born rich who judge other people that are born not rich.
I also didn't realize that Ilhan Omar was such a threat to the presidency. Like, why is he always talking about her? I only hear about her when Trump is complaining about her. She doesn't have any bearing on my day-to-day life. I wonder why he's so focused in on her. Interesting. This is disgusting. He was doing this in his first term. He told AOC to go back where she came from. She was born in the United States. You are a racist. That's racist. To tell someone, go back to where you came from. Dude, what?
I mean, where did his grandfather come from?
Scotland.
How many generations have the Drumpfs been here? Three? Should your family had gone back to where they came from when they came over here? Should mine have gone back when they came here?
Well, we all know what he's saying. So, no, he doesn't think your family needs to go back. He thinks that we're all good, you know? Everybody in this studio is doing just fine. It's if you happen to look different, you're not American enough. That's the message that has been conveyed to me over and over and over again from Donald Trump I don't want this to be true. I'm just telling you all what I have observed with my eyes and my ears over the past 10 years. This is part of his playbook.
Yes. S-hole countries was a decade ago, people. It was a full decade. 10 entire years since we had that. And yet we're still, some of us at least, are still pretending that it's anything other than if you have brown skin, you're not wanted here.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's this whole thing, too, that like this, the nativist movement, right? That, you know, if you haven't been here for generations, you don't have. Well, all right. So my family members, blood members, like people that are my cousins and aunts and uncles are in the Mayflower Society. My blood is from the very first people that came to the United States. Am I more important than everybody else? Do my values matter more than everybody else because somebody who shares genetics with me was here before your people? I mean, what kind of idiocy is this? This is the stuff people believed in the 16s and 1700s because people were dumb back then because they didn't have knowledge. We didn't know things. So because my ancestors were here long before yours, does that make me more American? Does that mean that my ideas are better than yours, that I'm more valuable than you are? And if not, why not? Why does it only count for people that are recent? Why doesn't it count from the very beginning? Because I'd be at the top of the list. Not because of anything I did, by the way, which is the hilarious part. None of us have anything to do with any of that. Yeah. We are just the fortunate followers that came afterwards.
Sorry, I know it's supposed to be happy hour.
I feel better after venting.
DGS, it goes as it goes. All right, we'll take a break. We'll reset right after this. Happy Wednesday, DGS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, DGS 321. I'm just telling Wheels, I've been watching the Ken Burns Revolutionary War doc. And last night, it could have been John Adams, who said, "Liberty takes a great deal of killing," which I thought was really interesting. But then my next thought was, the only thing we ever hear from the founding fathers, it's like everything they said was just quotable. Like, just genius. Like, did Ben Franklin ever say, "Pull my finger"?
Yes.
Did, like, Monroe
ben
say,
Franklin
"My,
was
my
a
butt
big,
itches"?
He was a big fan of farts.
Yeah, he was a dude.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, you don't get taught any of those things, but
right.
Yeah. He was big
like
on...
Like, everything they said was just genius.
He was into the ladies. He was, bodily function humor. Well, I guess, though, think about it. If people only pulled the four or five smartest things any of us have ever said, and that's what gets written in a book, and that's all that anybody knows of you, like generally knows of you, they're going to think you're pretty smart.
It's true. It's a good point.
You know? But they all said and wrote a lot of things that if you read them all and saw them, you'd be like, eh, he's just like us.
Yeah. You want to take another shot at DGS Happy Hour?
Sure.
Andrew, Wheels got anything?
Yeah. How about this one? So they did a research project in Italy, and it said that people are more likely to be nice and more considerate of other people on the subway when there's someone in the subway car dressed like Batman.
Huh.
So they planted a Batman in there. It's just a person in the Batman, the whole, you know, Dark Knight outfit. And they said people, they were measurably nicer and they gave up their seats for other people and they were helping other people move a bag or whatever. Now, keep in mind, this was done in Milan. And my question was, do you think that works here?
Yeah, I wonder.
Do you think if there's a Batman on the L in Chicago or on the subway in New York that anybody changes their behavior? Because the point they were making is not that anybody's afraid of Batman. They know it's not Batman. But that the strangeness of it kind of jars people to a little bit of a degree, puts them off, and then they gravitated towards being nicer because they themselves felt a little bit less comfortable, and it kind of felt good to do that. But I think we're so weird in so many places here that I'm not sure it would matter if there was a Batman on the L train in Chicago.
I have to read this guy's quote on the stream. DGS promos were four completely different people with four completely different opinions every day talking about the administration every day, all four in unison. How dare he? Orange man, bad. I agree. Grr. First of all, don't disrespect us by acting. I've never in my life said orange man. But I'll give you this takeoff. We do all share this. None of us are racist. None of us can look at a country or a group of people and say that they're garbage. So you got us on that one, dude.
Well, I guess that
we
means
all
you're
agree
in the,
on that.
Does this mean you're in the Orange Man's Always Right group? How about this? Just put on the message board. Do you agree with them?
Yeah, let
do
us
you
know.
Agree with,
yeah.
Do you agree
Take
with...
Takeoff, do you agree that all Somalis are garbage?
Do you think it's a Christian principle to call human beings garbage?
Stupid
well,
and cruel.
The whole thing is he doesn't address anything we actually said. He just has the same tired Trump derangement.
Trump's derangement, orange
Dude,
man
I'm
bad.
I'm letting you guys know, it's tired. We're all done. Like
it's so cringe.
Just because we are like observing something and voicing that observation, it doesn't mean that I'm deranged against the president. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing with my own eyes. Okay?
Hey, if you like the guy born on third base who thinks he hit a triple, good. Explain it to me. Tell me that. Tell me that you love that rich people with no experience in the regular world should be judging the rest of us. Tell me you think that's a Christian principle, the way that he's acting. Because that's how people who voted for him feel. That's how they identify.
He says Somalis don't assimilate, so yes, he's right.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
All right.
An
so
entire
you just,
group
you just
of
told
people.
On yourself. Well done.
What are you talking about,
an
man?
An entire people, an entire country share the same trait.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, all of us Irish are the same. And again, you know, people said the same things about every group of immigrants that has come to this country over history. But were they all right? Because people said those same things about everyone. And you're going to be like, well, but we see it's not. Yeah, well, to them, those people weren't doing it.
Stupid and cruel.
To the Americans who were here, to the nativists who were here, the Irish were just terrible human beings. Broke the law, drunk. That's how they viewed it. That's what they saw. Were they right?
Well, you do drink a lot.
I don't drink at all. Almost at all.
Yeah, when my brother was working on the offshore drilling rigs, most of them were Scottish owned and were Scottish.
Oh.
And I loved this story. He said that they all told him the same story. When the owners would come to visit and they would meet the guys, and he'd say, my name's Keith Glover. They would say, oh my God, almost every old bar in Ireland has a Celtic sign above it that says no Glovers.
Really?
Yes. Because we were mercenaries.
Oh!
So someone in Ireland would pay us to come to Ireland and kick somebody's ass. And but because we were like that, they didn't want us around.
Look out!
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool piece of history.
So my family knows what it's like.
I think my folks just made wheels.
DGS on KMOX. From the Saliga Heating and Cooling Desk, Dave Murray joins us.
Hello.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, Wheels, can you do me a favor?
Kevin?
I guess not.
I don't know.
He was just straight up ignoring Dave Murray.
You want to know what I was really thinking?
What?
I got to finish chewing this protein bar bite that I took.
That was so awkward.
That was awkward. Wow.
You left my brother hanging.
I'm not even lying. I'm sitting there going, I got a live ghost right there.
Yes.
Guess not.
I took a bite like 10 seconds before we came back, and I'm like, oh, damn it. I'm going to be chewing.
And he has to ask me a question now.
God.
All right, let's start over. Blues,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Try it again, Dave.
Give me one of those Snoopy Woodstock Zamboni things. That would be great. I think that's a no.
No, please restate the question.
Oh, Blues are having a Snoopy Woodstock Zamboni bobblehead night?
That's the best thing about the team so far this year.
Can you get me one of those?
I'll work on it.
Okay.
I'll talk to some folks. I'll see if I can get my hands on one of those guys.
Cool. We know people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I am becoming a Snoopy and Woodstock fan.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, as a kid, I never really cared. But then, you know, Wheels has pointed out many times that he enjoys Snoopy and Woodstock. My Aunt Jackie, who is no longer with us, like, really loved Snoopy and Woodstock.
Yeah.
And as I've grown this fondness for the characters, I'm like, oh, this is nice. That, like, that's something I can kind of share with her. So what I'm saying is, Wheeler, please get me one, too.
My grandson loves Snoopy. So Snoopy's a dude, man.
No. I don't think I've ever told you guys this. When I had hair, when I was little, I have a cowlick, and so it was always standing straight up. And so it looked like
Woodstock's hair.
Woodstock's hair.
Yeah.
And so I was one of those kids that for every birthday and stuff, I'd get a Woodstock something. Because,
That's right. Woodstock's cool, too. I mean, Snoopy's cooler, but Woodstock's cool. Yeah. It's just those damn kids I can't stand.
I think I've said this to Dave Murray before, but when I think of Dave Murray's brother Don, I think of Spike.
There you go.
Snoopy's cousin.
Alter ego.
Dave Murray with a mustache.
I picture Don with a mustache sitting by a cactus.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you the story of him when he went off to college?
No.
he was coming back, took a bus. He went to Williams College. And my dad was picking him up at the bus station. And we lived in Rhode Island at the time. And he came home. Now, my brother started growing a beard at like, 10 years old. and he came home with full beard, long hair, full beard. And my dad drove past this guy like four or five times.
That's great.
For his son. And then he finally realized, that's Don.
That's great.
And then Don got in the car and my dad goes, what are you doing? First stop, haircut.
I just love the fact that your brother took a bus to college. Like these days?
Well, no, he's coming home. He was coming home, like for winter break.
Well, didn't Skip say like he drove himself to college?
Yeah.
Like that was just so much
down
more
to Texas.
Of a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't the big production.
No. God, no.
My dad and one of his buddies, they drove in, moved my stuff out and said, all right, we'll see you.
In one generation in the Glover family, we went from Jack and Francis refusing to sign papers so I could apply for loans because the GED government had no business knowing what my dad made, to the red carpet being rolled out to Phoebe and Nick, and driving them there and making sure they have everything. And we're putting money in your account. Like just one generation.
Side question.
Yeah. Yep.
Didn't the IRS know what your dad made?
Yeah, you didn't ask Jack Glover questions like that. Yeah.
Not even at college age.
No, no, no. He was 150 pounds of pure fury.
That's a great question though. How many of our generation, Dave, how many kids knew how much their dad or mom made?
Boy, I didn't.
I bet very few.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I know he did okay. But I have no idea.
Same. That's a good point. I could tell when things were good, and I could tell when things were not as great.
Yeah.
But then later on, when we got a bigger house, I was like, oh, I guess we're doing all right.
Mm-hmm.
But I never knew a number. Never had any idea what numbers were.
Yeah, we just weren't involved like that.
Yeah.
Like, I will give Jack and Francis credit for this. If things were bad with them or with us, they never let me know.
That's good.
Right.
Yeah, and
exactly.
That's going through, Dave, the 70s and Jimmy Carter and gas lines and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
When my dad, he used to be laid off almost every winter. And when they would go on strike, we would get food baskets from the union.
All right.
So that was just a part of my childhood.
Just normal.
Yeah. Like knowing dad was going to be off for like 6 or 8 weeks in the wintertime. And, you know, they would be worried, but they would never discuss it in front of me.
Huh.
So. Whereas I just like blurt out everything.
Just walk in the door.
Glover Six going down.
I'm getting fired.
Do you know how much I make?
Yeah, just leave little notes. Leave pay stubs around.
You just leave a bank statement sitting out.
Oh, I'm sorry, did I leave that in your bed?
Oh, did I put that in your book bag?
That's funny. You know what? Right. This is kind of sweet. And I do not mean this to be braggy. But on her deathbed, I told my mom how much money I'd made. And her eyes got really big. Because, again, you know, it's coming from just working stock, man. South Rock Santa.
Also coming
Wilson
from
Street.
How she grew up, what
absolutely.
Era she grew up in.
Dirt poor farmers.
Yeah.
But I wanted her to know I was going to be okay. And it just made her really happy. So that was a moment we had.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of cool.
Good timing
kinda
to share.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Dave, did your parents get to see all your success?
Yes. Yes. In fact, one of my best, I think I've told this over the years, one of the best stories was my mom and dad came to visit in St. Louis, and they're watching the news. I'm doing the 6 o'clock news or whatever. And my dad had a pretty good idea of what I was doing and making, and never quite understood what I was doing. Yeah, you know, because nobody had ever done this in our family. And he just starts laughing. And Janice goes, well, what are you laughing about? And he goes, I can't believe that they pay this guy this kind of money to do this. So I'm glad they do, but I just can't believe it.
Yeah, you can imagine, right? Yeah, you can imagine. There were not many people making money being creatives back when our parents were, young. So
they were going up the corporate chain or doing whatever they were meant to do.
Yeah, my mom and dad moved from Benton, Illinois, and they both took a job at the tannery, which is just what it sounds like. Just like they were just tanning hides. And then my dad got an offer to make $1 an hour on the barges, and he did that. And then he got hired at Shell at some point. But yeah, it was just very much like, you know, using your back to make your living.
Mm-hmm.
Which I completely to this day respect. And either one of my kids, like right now, Phoebe's halfway through college. If she said to me, I'm going to quit college and go to a trade school, or I'm going to finish college and I'm going to become an electrician, I could not be prouder. Could not be prouder.
Sure.
And I think it's a smart move, smart idea. So big fan of the working man. How are we looking on the weather?
Cold. We have a new Arctic cold front. It's not new. We've been talking about it, but another Arctic cold front coming through. Probably come through in about 3 or 4 hours or so. Got some gusty winds with it, a lot of clouds, and some light snow and snow flurries around with that front. Shouldn't be around very long, but it could be an inch or less accumulation. And once again, it'd be a very dry snow. So if you're headed out this evening, just be aware you're probably going to run into some light snow and flurries. A lot of clouds around tomorrow. Hoping that we can squeeze a little bit of sunshine out during the afternoon, but it's an extremely cold air mass. Only 23 for the high Thursday, 14 Thursday night. Friday, a very cold start, but we're trying to get it up to about 38 degrees Friday afternoon. 38 again on Saturday. A little Alberta Clipper squirts to our north on Sunday. A lot of clouds, couple of snow flurries, but I think that's about it. Not impressed with this thing. 32 for the high on Sunday. It's cold. It's just a cold stretch.
Yeah, bitter. Just bitter.
You're okay with this in January, but this early in December, it's like...
Yeah, I had a moment today. Rach texted me or called me and said, I'm going by QT. Can I get you a sandwich? I'm like, 100%. And then I called her back. I'm like, can you buy me some gloves? It's going to be so friggin' cold tomorrow. And they were out. Mm-hmm. And so I went to Amazon and I found a pair of gloves that could be delivered by 5 a.m. Rocking. Let's do it. But they did that thing where it says by 5 a.m. tomorrow, but then the button I hit, they're delivering them next Tuesday. Because I had to pay an extra $2.99.
Oh, you're not a Prime member.
Oh, yeah, I am. Oh. Yeah. But
you did the, like,
you needed for the express delivery.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Speaking of, do you guys see that they're going to do 30-minute deliveries? It's like $27.99 if you're not a Prime member and $13.99 if you are. And I think it's kind of unlimited. Like, you can buy razors, and if you got an extra $14, they'll bring them to you in 30 minutes. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, my only real concern is the treatment of the workers in that instance. Like, how much stress is that going to put them under? But, I mean, if they can combine that with the drones and stuff that they're working on, I mean,
are you old enough to remember when Domino's was 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
30 minutes or it's free.
Yeah.
Used to get a lot of drivers in trouble.
Yeah.
For speeding.
I always wanted to try the pizza insurance at Domino's, where, like, they say if you, like, drop your pizza, they'll give you a free one.
So hey, how about that?
I always wanted to have like a bad exchange with the Domino's guy, like trip. Whoops.
Andrew, why did you want to have to wait another 20 minutes for a fresh pizza?
No, I just want to, because I'm always, I never get it delivered. I always go to the store. So I kind of just want to call their bluff.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Then you'd have to stand around waiting for them to make the other pizza.
This is fair. And also, it would be very mean because they'd see me like, whoops.
You have strange goals.
I just want to see if they do it, if it's just a gimmick.
Hey, Rach, before we break.
He's got goals. I mean, come on, give him some credit. He's got
some dreams.
Goals.
Before we break, can you read Greg's comment there?
Yeah, thank you to Greg for sending this. He says, I've been listening to KMOX for almost 60 years and DGS for 20. The last half hour or so have been the most important and resonant for me in all that time. All four of you nailed the crux of the matter that faces this nation, and I don't know that it's fixable.
It's very kind. And you don't know what that means because people who are like-minded with us are typically not loud and they typically don't post. They just listen. But when people want to accuse us of hating the orange man and Trump derangement syndrome, they're very loud and very posty. So we really do appreciate that when you guys come to our defense. So thank you very much. Dave, all the best to Janice. Have a great night.
You too.
Welcome back, 352 DGS on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hopefully you guys have been to Hardee's and you've given a little bit of money to Operation Food Search. please continue to do that. If you can't make it to a Hardee's for whatever reason, go to operationfoodsearch.org. There's a little area there to put in a comment. Just put down DGS, and that will all go into the amount that you guys have raised already, which is about $630,000, which is a crazy number. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to get to $700,000 this year. We're doing our level best. Bissinger's is just about to come out with their DGS 25th anniversary box of truffles, which Andrew and I picked out, and then Dan designed the box and everything. I think it's going to be around $20. And you'll be able to get it at all the Bissinger's locations, and you'll be able to get it online. I know a lot of people, I'm really happy about this. People are more excited about the chocolates than I thought that they would be. I thought it might be a tough sell.
It's cool.
So that's cool.
You know what, Dave? I don't think I have talked about taking that Operation Food Search tour on the air yet.
Tell about it.
So yeah, a couple weeks ago, I just went to Operation Food Search headquarters in Overland and got to tour the facilities. And it was so cool to just see what they do in action and meet some of the volunteers. There are people that show up every day for years just to help with Operation Food Search because they believe so much in what they're doing. And, you know, it's not just distributing food. It's also teaching people about nutrition. There's a program where like pregnant women can come in and learn about nutrition and learn how to prepare different meals for their kids and how to work with what they have. I mean, there's so many great things about Operation Food Search. I just encourage you to visit their website, operationfoodsearch.org, if you've never been there. Like you said, Dave, please make a donation. I mean, they really need our help this year, like kind of now more than ever. But no, it was really cool see that up close and see how hard everybody works.
And our buddy Bo has a toy drive?
Yeah, Bo Matthews texted me yesterday. There is a children's charity toy drive that will be going on Friday, December 6th at the High Ridge Walmart from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And they say for more info, you can call 314-650-8864. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people really like doing the toy stuff. I remember when we switched to Operation Food Search, some people were like, oh no, but we love the toy drive. So, I mean, if that's something that you really like do them both. So December 6th, High Ridge Walmart, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., go drop off a toy.
Very good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.